One thing you probably can't get from an L.A. street vendor, a traditional English meat and potato pie. Even if you could, it still wouldn't have what the people in the town of Wigan in northern England have with their meat and potato pies, pride. Each year, Wigan plays host to the World Pie Eating Championships, where men, and it is mostly men, compete to be crowned the fastest pie eater in the world. But there is a science to high-speed pie eating, and this year the organizers of the championship decided to experiment and boldly go where no pie has been before, space. Or at least as near as it could get. A meat pie was attached to a weather balloon and flown 30 miles above the surface of the Earth. Images of the pie in the upper atmosphere glistening against the inky backdrop of space have gone viral. Tony Callahan is the pie master of the World Pie Eating Championships. So why send a pie 30 miles into the atmosphere, Tony, especially when there's no one there to gobble it down?
Well, I've been fortunate to run the World Pie Eating Competition for about 24 years. And every year I'm thinking of something different to do. And I thought, I'm going to send a pie into Sky. So everybody said, are you going balmy sending a pie into Sky? Are you going to do that? And we decided to send a pie. And I wanted to send a pie into space to see what the pie had come back like and whether it would be able to be used in the pie eating competition and shave a few seconds off the world record for eating pies.
Yeah, was there a re-entry? Did it come back?
It did. We sent the pie up. It went up in a big balloon, which was about 2.5 meters. When you see the video, it's awesome watching it go up. The pie went up and it travelled as a crow flies about 20 miles to Lancaster near the Lake District. We retrieved the pie. It landed. We retrieved it. I've not got anybody to eat the pie because I think people are a bit concerned because obviously the pie's been frozen going up there and it's been cooked again, so I don't think it's fit for human consumption.
Can I just say, it seems kind of absurd, this video of a pie floating out in space, but it's really beautiful. There's something artistic about this.
It's absolutely awesome. I mean, when I saw the video, I was speechless, and the thing has just gone. It's gone viral. And I'm just absolutely flabbergasted that the world has, you know, gone berserk and me sending a pie up into space.
For people who've never been to the World Pie Eating Championship in Wigan, what can visitors expect? What happens?
Yeah, basically, again, how it started with loads of pies and eat the pies as quickly as possible. But the Binge Eating Society got involved and said, hang on, it's bad eating all these pies. So over the years, it's progressed where we have one pie about 5 inches and wide, 1.5 inches high, meat and potato, and it's who can eat that pie as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so what is the science of eating a meat and potato pie quickly?
It's really getting it in your gob as quickly as possible and swallowing that pie and getting it down into your belly. Just get rid of that pie as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it sounds like a very scientific approach. Just get it in your mouth and swallow it.
Gob, as we would call it, not mouth.
Gob. You can start by sending one to Boston because they sound really good. I love savory pies.
Well, of course, I think we're ahead of you. You know, we had a meat and potato pie before all these fast food restaurants. So we've had fast food in England for over 100 years.
Sounds like a very tasty fast food to me. Tony Callahan, the pie master of the World Pie Eating Championships being held next Tuesday in Wigan in northern England. Thanks so much for your time.
Lovely talking to you. Have a great Christmas and New Year. Take care.